nada,
Hello. Yeah, very good afternoon. This is Ben Watson calling you from Telstra. So how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. Just a minute, the other phone's ringing.
Okay, take your time, madam. Take your time.
That's all right. What can I do for you?
Actually, madam, this is just a security checkup call regarding your internet line. So could you please tell me how is your internet working from last couple of days?
Well, I've used it this morning. It was working okay.
Okay, let me explain you, madam, why we have been contacted today. Like, we have started monitoring your internet line, madam, then we have been found that apart from you, two people are using your internet line without your permission. So are you aware of that?
Well, am I supposed to notice that?
Those people are using your internet line, madam, and they are trying to stealing your information over the internet. So you are our customer, madam. It's our responsibility to aware of those problems, okay?
Right.
So we are just going to block those people, madam, because we are just going to catch those people because those people are doing illegal things over your internet line, okay? So can you tell me one thing, madam? Have you ever shared your Wi-Fi password to anyone?
No. Do not share
a Wi-Fi password, madam. Do you have a modem?
Yes.
When the technician installed the modem, then he created a password, Wi-Fi password.
Okay.
Exactly. Have you ever shared those passwords to anyone?
No.
Okay, do not share any kinds of your personal details over the phone call, madam. So can you please bring a pen and a paper, madam, so I can provide your customer security identification number?
Well, I what?
Can you please grab a piece of a pen and a paper?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've got one in my hand, actually.
Okay. I write it down. That is 888.
Yes.
Then capital D, D for Delta.
Yes.
Then capital C, C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then capital A, A for Australia.
Yes.
Then number 6. Number 0.
Okay. And what's
you
that?
This is your CLS ID number, madam. CLS ID number is if you got any kinds of hoax calls regarding internet line, you need to ask them, tell me my customer ID number. That is 888-DCA-60. If they provide you this customer ID number, madam, you only talk to them, otherwise just simply hang up the call. Because, madam, this time our customers receive a lot of hoax calls regarding internet line. So Telstra decided to provide each and every customer to their customer security identification number. Okay?
Okay, thank you for that.
Exactly. So can you tell me one thing, madam? What do you do over the internet, basically?
I send and receive emails, and
madam,
I send and receive emails.
Okay.
And I use Zoom a little bit.
Okay.
No.
Do you play online games?
No.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me one thing, madam? Can you do me a favor and just have a look in your router? And please tell me what color lights you can see on your modem, madam. Just tell me, or the lights are blinking or some are stable.
On the modem?
Yes, which color light you can see over there?
Well, there are four lights across the top and two down the side.
Okay. Apart from four lights, madam, do you see any other color?
No.
Okay, all right. All right. So we are just going to secure your internet line, madam, because those people are inside your line and they are trying to stealing your information over the internet. So you are our customer, madam. It's our responsibility to aware of those problems, okay? So we are just going to block those people who is currently using your internet line without your permission, all right?
Anyone else?
I can understand, madam, but those people are using high technology and they are misusing your details over the internet, okay? So can you tell me one thing, madam? Basically, how many devices are connected with your network?
Oh,
apart from TV and a laptop, any mobile phone connected with your internet line?
I've got a mobile, yes.
All right. Basically, which device you are using for email, madam?
Only the laptop.
Okay. Do you know, madam, how to check your internet speed?
Internet speed?
Yes.
No idea.
All right. So you need to check your internet speed, madam. I will guide you, and you need to check your internet speed. According to your internet speed, madam, I will upgrade your security, okay?
I think you should ask someone else other than me. I don't know anything about it.
I will provide you, madam. I will tell you. Don't worry. Can you tell me one thing? Where is computer right now?
Where is what?
Where is your laptop right now?
On the kitchen table.
Okay, kindly be in front of your computer, switch it on.
How do I know that you're not taking things from it when I switch it on?
Never, madam. If I'm calling you from XYZ company, then I'll ask about your personal details, okay? And I'm not going to ask. Yes, yes.
Who are you calling for?
I'm calling for Telstra regarding your internet line. We are just going to secure your internet line. We are just upgrading your security because somebody is inside your line and they are trying to stealing your information, okay? That is the main reason, madam, we have been contacted you today. Okay? So kindly be in front of your computer, and once your computer is turned on, just let me know, okay? We are just going to upgrade your security. First, you need to check your internet speed. I will tell you how to check your internet speed, okay? Once your computer is turned on, just let me know, okay?
It says I am not connected.
Pardon?
It says I am not connected.
So you need to turn on your modem, maybe?
I have. I've just turned it on.
Then what say?
It says your feedback is important. Don't know.
What exactly do you see on your screen? Can you tell me?
Just a white square that says your feedback is important and will help us improve our product.
Okay, close this space, close one.
Okay.
And come back to your normal home screen.
Right, yes.
Now you can see all of your icons. Okay. Do you have Google Chrome, madam?
No.
Do you have Google?
No.
You do not have Google or Google Chrome, okay?
No. I Because I only had this computer for 2 months.
Okay, I can understand. It is a Apple. Which Windows you are using, madam?
I say A.
Okay. Okay, just give me a second, okay? And I will check it, okay? Are you there, madam?
Yes.
Okay, so I just got the email from my senior supervisor, madam. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to transfer this call to my senior supervisor, and he will let you know, madam, how to secure your internet line over the internet. And he will guide you, madam, how to check your internet speed. So don't worry, all right?
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi ma'am. This is Ryan Jones. I'm senior officer here. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sounds lovely, ma'am. First of all, ma'am, could you please tell me, do you use the Apple Mac or is it a Windows computer, ma'am?
It's Windows.
Okay. So you can do one thing. What do you see on your laptop screen? Could you please tell me, ma'am?
It's only at the open page. It's not. There's nothing. Only the icons on it.
You can do one thing. Close all those pages and come back to your normal home screen, ma'am. Close this page.
Well, I'd have to just shut the computer.
Close all those pages, ma'am.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
At the right hand side, very top, can you see there is cross sign over there?
No, there isn't.
At the very top right hand side, can you see there is cross sign over there?
I have asked other people how to close it down properly and they just said shut the lid.
Okay. And have a good look on your laptop screen. On your left hand side bottom corner, can you see a 4-flag Windows logo over there?
Yes.
And just beside that, can you see a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on it, ma'am.
Yes.
And you can type over there CMD, C for Charlie, M for Mary, D for Delta.
On the
magnifying glass, first of all, you can click on magnifying glass, ma'am.
What will I type?
You can type over there run. R-U-N, run.
Right.
And
I'm not fill the, happy
yes.
I'm not happy about this.
For the help of this, ma'am, I will put your internet line under the safe mode of Telstra, ma'am. Because
my family will be cross because they say if someone says they're from here and there and everywhere, just hang up.
You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about it, ma'am. First of all, I will block all those hackers first. And in case, ma'am, if you found any kinds of major problem with your router, then
yeah,
we are going to send.
I would rather get ring when there's someone else here, because I'm too old to be worrying about
you. I can understand, ma'am. I will help you. You don't need to worry about it. All right.
The trouble, you're being very helpful, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, and can you see a run box over there, ma'am?
Yes.
And you can type on the run box. Can you see there is an open long search panel over there? where you can type something, where you can write something?
Yes.
Yes, you can type over there www dot www dot www and dot
what else?
A for Alpha.
Yes.
N for Nancy.
Yes.
Y for Yankee.
Yes.
D for Delta.
Yes.
E for Echo.
Yes.
S for Sugar. K for Kilo.
Yes.
Put a dot.
Hmm?
Put a dot.
Right.
And C for Charlie.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
M for Mary.
Right.
What you have write, could you please read it back to me, ma'am?
www.anydesk.com.
Yes, press the OK button, ma'am.
Pardon?
Press the OK button. Can you see there is OK option over there?
Yes.
And what come up after that? Could you please tell me?
Support now.
Oh, can you see any download now over there? Any option over there? Download now.
I can.
Okay. Oh. Click on the download now, ma'am.
I hate to be a nuisance and to interrupt because I can't go ahead with it. Someone else will have to do it because I'm not up to this task. So thank you for interrupting me or anything that I've just got to hang up. Thank you, ma'am. This is your safety and security call, ma'am, because you
don't know those are outsider are access your victim, your internet line. And if they are getting something wrong with your internet, ma'am, you are the victim of cyber crime. Are you not aware of that, ma'am? That
I
is the main...
I understand all that. I'll just have to close it down.